Coming up on TMS. Do I look like I turned down free food?
It's thick.
Grandpa Lonely Pants only takes checks.
It's not food, it's Denny's.
Bad diaphragm. Now your sprinkler's pregnant.
White Fungus was my high school wrestling name.
The one where Twitch craps out.
Tripped, flipped, and popped.
It's lump, it's lump, it's lump, it's bird nest soup.
Drink from the pink tube.
My best friend Phoebe.
Yeah, use your lips there, fella.
The horny melon.
Back to parallel uneven bars.
All that and a headphone jack.
And Steven Schleicher and Bill Duran making things and comic stuff, major spoilers, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I didn't live 1,000 years and travel 250,000,000 miles to look at another man's gizmo.
I don't have time for your crazy neighbor antics.
The Morning Stream. You're soaking in it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. You know what that means?
Happy birthday to you.
It's Brian's birthday.
Thank you. Everybody bow down to the king of birthdays.
The lord of birthdays.
Lord of celebrations.
How do you feel doing a show on your birthday? You should be relaxing and not doing
totally
this.
Fine. You're fine. I should be. I went out to get my free Denny's breakfast this morning, by the way.
Yeah. Did you really?
I did. You know, it's one of the... I do this every year.
This is the most Brian-ass thing I've ever heard in my life.
It totally is. Are you kidding me? A free breakfast? Do I look like I turned down free food? Ever?
I love that, though. I love it because it's not the food. It's Denny's, right? Big deal.
Yeah.
It's this thing.
It's almost their slogan. It's not food. It's Denny's.
It's like this kitschy, cool thing.
Yeah.
Of course Brian does this. I should have known you were going to do this. This is amazing. Yes. All right. Anyway, continue on.
So while I'm there, so Tina now leaves early for work on Mondays and Tuesdays. She's gone back to work in an office for half of the week, and then the second half of the week she works from home.
Sure.
And but she has to be there at 7 a.m. So like I'm already at Denny's, you know, having breakfast when she gets up and is off to work. And I get this call. Hi. We might need to call my dad, cause the, refrigerator, and it's like, she's driving and she can't pay attention to what she's saying and driving at the same time.
Yeah.
The refrigerator is dark and all of the stuff on that side of the kitchen is dark. And I went and looked at the fuse box and there are no breakers, switched, no breakers broken. What do you say with breakers?
Breaker.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do this. Why am I not doing this in the teen of life?
Brian. Yeah, that whole thing.
You need to call my dad because nothing in the kitchen is working.
Tripped. Thank you. Yes, no breakers are tripped. So I'm like, oh, this is not what I needed. I've already got the sprinkler guy coming to fix a broken valve in our sprinkler system. So
this
we got
the same deal as last time or a different sprinkler?
Different deal. Okay. Instead of it being a break in one of the lines that is just, you know, filling the ground, filling the earth with water, putting out the core of the earth with our sprinkler water.
Sure.
This is the sprinkler that is not turning off. So we use a Rachio system, a Crachio.
Crachio,
you know, the Crachio.
Yeah.
Which turns on and off the sprinklers and adjusts for, like, it knows when you've got rain, and so it turns off, like, it doesn't run your sprinklers that day. It's awesome. Really cool system.
Sounds cool. Yeah.
Love the smart home. But the Zone 2 wasn't turning off. And I was checking, like, I'd go over there, and the Crachio was switching it. I could see, like, the solenoid... rotating slightly to so the Rachio was doing its part,
right?
But it just wasn't turning off. So Ken came here. I'm Ken. Ooh. I'm here to fix your sprinkler.
Is this the old guy from last time?
The same old guy from last time.
Oh, I like this guy.
The nicest guy, yeah. But he even admits himself that he's not a social person. he says, well, you, he shows me this like little rubber doohickey and this shows me there's a hole in it. Yeah, you've got a bad diaphragm. And I don't even know what company you're the people who put this in before even where you get a replacement. So I'm just going to replace it with a rain bird.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, oh, so, totally fine. Yeah, put in a rain bird.
So Eeyore came and did your...
Eeyore, exactly. Yeah. It's Eeyore.
Okay.
So so on top of already knowing the sprinkler guy is coming to fix something, now one side of the kitchen isn't turning on.
Uh-oh.
So I get home and immediately make a beeline for the fuse box, open the fuse box. Well, there's clearly a breaker that's tripped. It's this one right here. Click, click. Everything comes on in the kitchen. So I got to do the call with Tina, like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. Why didn't you see the switch? What's going on? What'd she say?
Why you screw up my birthday with this bullshit?
What'd
she say? Come on. What's the deal?
I had a rough morning. Brian, I couldn't see it because I hadn't had my coffee yet.
I know she listens, and Tina,
yes,
his impression of you, I know, is not even close to accurate, but man, I love it. I love it so much.
0% accurate.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah, though. Well,
anyway,
all right.
So that's done. Sprinkler guy went ahead and prepaid. I said, you know, I'm not about to explain to him the whole TMS thing. So I said, I'm about to get in a Zoom call that's easily going to last an hour and a half. Can I go ahead and prepay you for your work? Yeah, that's fine. Sure, it's going to be this amount. Like, cool. Rip. Because some people still apparently use checks. Sure. Tina's a checkbook.
It happens. Sure.
It happens. So that's all prepaid. Nice. So there we go.
Oh, we're good. You won't have to deal with Grandpa Lonely Pants again. It'll be fine.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Quick here, I want to give some love to, because it's your birthday, and mine was last month, just not too long ago. So now we're back to equal. We're back to parity.
That's
age.
Right. Exactly. As of today, we're the universe is aligned. We're back to the parallel uneven bars.
That's right.
It always bothers me, and I'll talk about that some other time.
Oh, yeah. That bugs me, too. But anyway.
The uneven bars are still parallel, folks.
That's right. 100% correct. Yeah. So both of us are wearing the same shirt. This was sent to us by Leslie Victorine.
Yes. Leslie Logan's mom, sometimes is called.
And she sent these awesome shirts. Mine was belated. Yours was early. And
that's right.
Together, we both, like the Wonder Twins, put our fists together and made a shirt day. So we're wearing them today.
That's right. Yeah. Inspired by the great Scotty Young. It's a little children version of a bunch of Marvel superheroes and villains.
Yep.
And they're all listening to the great Stan Lee sit on his chair and regale them with stories.
Yep. He's got a book that just says Marvel on it. And that's it. So there's that.
Let me read to you Marvel by Stan Lee.
Excelsior. And that's
Excelsior.
And shut the book and go to bed.
Published in 1994 by the Houghton Mifflin Company of Akron, Ohio.
My favorite part of this is twofold. One, I don't trust Doc Ock. He looks like he's trouble. Yeah. And B, the thing is goofing around, man. Sit up, kid. Yeah. Sit up. Yeah. Look at him.
Just laying on the
floor. Just lays in there. Yeah. What the hell? Freaking the thing.
Yeah. Galactus, who is still way too small.
Oh, yeah. Where's Galactus? Oh, yeah. No, that's not big enough.
Yeah. That's a little baby Galactus.
Yeah, where's
baby Galactus is still about the size of...
We don't know a lot about the early life.
The Empire State Building, but
yeah, who knows? But anyway, it's very nice. Leslie, I just wanted to say thank you. That was very sweet of you to think of us. And
very cool. This is the nicest thing that somebody has sent us today. And in a minute, we'll get to the not the nicest thing that somebody has sent us.
Damn straight. So, okay. I wanted to recommend something. Oh, did I not bring it down here? Damn it. I didn't. Oh. Okay, well, you all have the internet. You can look it up. I decided to do a purchase for review for my video game shows because a lot of people have been saying, hey, Scott, I don't know why you haven't got one of these. They're amazing. It's that you've probably been advertised. I'll bet when you've been on different social media apps that you have had this advertised to you. But anyway, it's called The Backbone. Have you seen this thing? So I'll tell you what it does.
That sounds familiar.
You connect your phone. So it's a controller for your phone, like game controller. And the way it works is it's super sturdy. This is the one thing I love about it, and I wish I had it in front of me. But you stretch it out, and your phone actually plugs in lightning cable, or if you've got the Android version, your USB-C, sometimes USB micro, whatever it is. You stick it in there, so the thing doesn't need power. It just uses your phone, and it also isn't wireless because it's plugged directly into your phone, so you don't have any wireless latency on the controller. Mm-hmm. And it basically looks like a big, wide kind of wackadoo switch, sort of.
Right, and it pulls, and it stretches so that it fits, so that it can accommodate whatever phone you've got.
Whichever phone you've got, yeah. Yep. And I have to admit, I was skeptical. But I'm blown away by it. I'm blown away by this thing. I can't believe I haven't messed with this before. So here's the cool thing. It's got its own like app that comes up when you hit a little orange button on the controller. It's like pops it up and it looks like its own like app store interface type thing. But really all it is saying, here are the most popular games that people are playing on their backbone. Here are just games in general. Here are the ones on your phone already. Here's all the Apple Arcade lineups. Here is stuff you can play on Stadia, Microsoft xCloud, NVIDIA Now, cool. Or GeForce Now, like all these cloud-based services are on there as well. Yeah. And my gosh, it's amazing. It's freaking...
Really?
Dude, I can't believe how much I like it. I was shocked by this thing.
I'm one of these up just looking at it. This looks so cool.
It's really rad. And
all right. So how do you have a thing that you can choose a different... Obviously, Android versus iPhone. Does it come with different tips? So, like, you can put the Lightning port or the
no. USB-C? It is the one you want to get. Is you just want to get the straight up iOS?
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if you could do this with as goofy as it sounds, with an iPad Pro, if it can stretch around the iPad Pro and it has a USB-C connector.
Definitely not that long.
All right, because I'm really looking at something for Marvel Future Revolution when that finally comes out.
This thing maxes out at about a little wider than the biggest Pro.
Okay.
So that you've got some slack there, but that's as far as that'll go.
Does it work with your case? Like, do you have to take it out of your case?
Oh, I do have to take it off my case. It's the only thing I don't like about it. I forgot to mention that. But it's that or... You know, some wireless clip-on version, which I'm not a big fan of. Plus, you have two things to charge and all of that. It also has at the bottom of the grip, there's a hole for lightning in, so you can charge while it's in it if you want.
Cool.
Pass-through charging. And there's also a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack that will also work. Or you can just wireless your earbuds or whatever. I played The Last Campfire for hours last night. This is the game by Hello Games. It's on Apple Arcade, but it's also on Switch and PC and consoles and everything else. So it's not like this isn't an exclusive thing. But
yeah,
that version with this controller, it's so good. I got completely lost in this thing, just completely absorbed in it. And I'm not used to doing that with a handheld. And part of it was headphones in, surround sound, beautiful, this and that, amazing music. That game's already enchanting as hell, but... anything that uses a controller like as a preferred method of input, this thing is the bomb. Now I know some people have said, "Hey Scott, what about the Razer crap?" I forgot the name of the Razer one. Razer makes
the Razer crap.
The Razer crap. it has apparently big the sticks on it are like uber industrial, so they're super can take a lot of beating or whatever. But the rest of it's a little crickety and plasticky. I haven't tried one, but that's what I've been hearing from people. So I think this is the one to get. It's a little up there. It's $100, but blown away by this thing.
That's cool. And this is kind of silly. I don't need it because I have the AirPods, but also includes a little 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. So,
oh man, I'm gonna have to put the red on air light up here. Look at that red on air.
Oh, did you say that? Yeah, you said that. Yeah, I was looking at the specs on this thing.
All right. I was due one. I've been doing
it. I heard
you
say that it's got a pass through lightning charging port, but I didn't hear you say the headphone jack.
I've been due for a while because I've been the one mostly doing this, but anyway, it's really neat, Brian. Cool. I know you'd flip over it. The thing about it that really got me is the build quality is not some throwaway crap plastic garbage monkey. It's like real sturdy and feels good. Some people don't like that the buttons are a little clicky. I like it. I like tactile buttons.
I do too.
The sticks remind me of Switch sticks, but a little more sturdy than a Switch even. And what was the other thing I liked? I just like not having a device I have to worry if it's charged also, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
It just plugs in and goes, unlike all the wireless ways of doing this. So anyway, I just loved it. I'm not getting paid by them. This is not an endorsement that they know about. This is straight up just me saying, dude, I found a rad thing, and I think you guys would all really dig it, and I'll talk more about it on Boop and Core and anywhere else I got to mess with it, because I did play a bunch of Game Pass.
List. I'm not buying it yet, but I'm putting it on my list. I've got to wait for some Gotta wait for some stuff to happen here with Ireland and Disneyland and stuff like that. So totally I'm able to wait until after vacation time.
Yeah, but, good, very good point. I will say, what was I going to say? One other thing I was going to add. Playing it on Game Pass / xCloud, which is Microsoft's cloud gaming thing that comes with Game Pass. That's all cool and works great on lots of devices, but I was really impressed here because the latency that there's going to always be latency with cloud gaming, just a little, even if it's after a while imperceptible or you don't notice even at first, there's some there that isn't there normally. That's just the way of it for now. And you're on a phone, which is wireless. So you're, you know, you have that as well, as fast as your Wi-Fi can be now these days. You're still going to have a little bit of latency. However, I've noticed when I do it with a wireless controller and then a cloud xCloud game, it's way more noticeable on the lag. When I use this thing, because it's hardwired right into the butt of the thing, you eliminate any kind of wireless lag that you would have no matter what. And now the only lag left is whatever exists in the cloud service. And this is true of, I tested it on Now as well, or GeForce Now. And it was butter. It was so good. I played...
Wow.
What's the game with the... I forgot the name of the damn thing. Oh, Dirt 5. I played Dirt 5, which is like this really highfalutin, 60 frame per second, beautiful, intense graphical thing game. And it just ran just so smooth and beautifully. I beat the race. I won a rally race against a bunch of guys in Japan and moved on to the next thing. And it was great.
That's cool.
All right. Very so there's cool. my recommendation All right. for the day. I want you guys to
I'm in. Yeah, and if somebody pointed out, Brian, you might want to have it for the flight to Ireland. It's like, oh, that's not a bad idea, actually. Mm. Nice and compact, fit in my bag kind of situation. We'll see.
Yeah. You'd have, there's your OLED display that, that you've already got. You don't even have to wait for a Nintendo to give you one. Although, I guess you're not going to play a lot of Nintendo games. But I also hear there's a lot of really cool hackery shit going on with this thing. So I'm just saying, maybe it's as cool as I say it is. Maybe that's what's happening. All right.
Huh. Very cool.
Also, real quick, one of these movies we watched is for recommendals this week, so I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
But I saw two movies with Carter that we've had on this back burner list of like, hey, we need to show my kids these movies. You know, like you do at Tristan. It's like...
Totally. Yeah, well, I used to do before he moved out.
Well, yeah. But so in Carter's case, it's like so many, and we just have never really gotten started on this list in earnest. So we sat down and I made her watch Dave.
Kevin Kline Dave,
where a guy looks like President Mitchell, so they bring him in there, and then Mitchell gets a aneurysm and and then Dave takes over, and it's got this amazing cast. Frank Langella's in there and like all these amazing people, and I am here to tell you, despite a slightly overwrought soundtrack by James Newton Howard, I believe, that movie holds the hell up. And I'm here to tell you that if you say to me, hey, your favorite Ivan Reitman movies, I'm putting this right up there with Ghostbusters. I love this
movie.
It's so good. It's so
freaking
good. So I'm just throwing it out there. It's on HBO Max. People should watch Dave. It's old enough where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this as a recommendal, but I do love that movie. And it's still got heart.
Nothing wrong with older stuff for recommendals, because I did Harry Potter last week. And sometimes you got it. Sometimes it's like, oh, I want to go back and see that. Or something gets added to streaming that hasn't been on streaming for a long time. So.
Yeah, David, I guess I just want to say Dave is still good and it has heart still and they earn it. And yes, cool. It could be seen as cheesy, but they pull it off. Part of it is because it's just made really well. Kevin Kline's amazing in it. Sigourney Weaver's great in it. Everybody's great in it.
Cool. Very cool.
Oh, you know who All else right. is good? Is who just died? He used to have a talk show for a while. He used to be on Letterman all the time. He was in Midnight Run. His name is
Charles Grodin.
He's in that, and he's great.
Really? Cool. Anyway. I remember his vice president was the guy they kept sending away on to kind of distract him.
Ben Kingsley, correct? Yeah, he plays Gary. Gary Nance, I guess, is the president's name. And here's the great thing. Spoiler, at some point he gets sworn in, okay? Uh-huh. But he gets sworn in as the 45th president.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So timely.
Yeah, timely. I would have taken Gary Nance, a fake president, over the 45th.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Oh, and Ving Rhames is amazing, too. Yeah. Ving Rhames is so good in that. It's just so good, you guys. You don't even remember. Lady from A Million Things is in it. I can't think of her name. Anyway, everybody's in it. They're all in it. And there's it's the one movie that you forgot you got this quote from. But when you say, we're walking,
oh,
it's
yeah,
from
that
Dave.
Comes from Dave. Huh.
All right.
You're saying that's not quote-unquote free streaming, where that's a rental.
No, right? That one is streaming. It's on HBO Max.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I'm adding it to my list to see again.
HBO Max.
I finished my rewatch of Friends. Got to the last one, as it's called. And the show holds up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that, you know, you kind of see the advent of cell phones being a regular thing in that show.
Did you feel like it? How do you feel like it ended strong? Or I always feel like it ended weak, but maybe I just don't remember right. Yeah.
I feel like it ended strong. Okay. That's a show that's not going to have like a big Breaking Bad ending, right? It's these two are going off and getting a house and having kids or adopting kids. And this one's going off to Paris with her new boyfriend, going to be a husband, you know, that sort of thing. So.
Aww. Well,
I was fine. She got off the plane. I mean, I don't know. I'm sick of Ross, really, especially after 10 seasons of binging that show.
I'm sick of Ross.
I love this one. I've always loved Phoebe. Was my favorite friend on that show.
She was your best friend. Okay.
My best friend. She was my best friend. Love Chandler. Love Monica. I've grown a new appreciation for Joey, especially, you know, in recent years with Matt LeBlanc on, Episodes, great show if you haven't seen it.
Oh man, Episodes is really good.
It's so good. But Ross would be the friend I'd talk about with the other friends when he wasn't around. We'd be sitting there at Central Perk and be like, you know, Ross isn't here. Maybe this would be better with just the six of us. Yeah. We don't need Ross.
Which is kind of weird because since Friends, his has been one of the more interesting careers, in my opinion, like actor wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I really liked him in Band of Brothers. Oh, he played a jerk, but I liked him in it. He was good in that Kardashian O.J. Simpson thing. What was it called? The O.J. Did It movie.
Oh, right. The American
Crime Story.
Yeah, right.
O.J. Totally Did It.com. Whatever it is.
Does he ever... Can you point to a David Schwimmer performance that isn't some iteration of... Ross.
That's a fair point. I would say that about LeBlanc,
right? The Madagascar stuff is...
Yeah, you know, you're right. I would say Matt LeBlanc, though, fits in a similar thing. We just like that archetype better, you know?
Maybe that's true. Yeah, I'm trying to think if... I can't really think of Matt LeBlanc doing anything different. Actually, to that same effect, Matthew Perry. Cranky, sarcastic...
All his things, all 9 yards or 109 yards more or whatever the series was. He was basically just Chandler again.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe all of them. Maybe Courtney Cox is the only one who showed any range when Bruce Springsteen pulled her up out of the audience to do Dancing in the Dark with her.
I'd like to go to your Phoebe point.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, there you go.
She's great in everything.
She's great. You know, but I will say her character as the therapist on that web therapy thing was different. She wasn't ditzy. And she was like a diva on that other thing, the Showtime, The Comeback. Is that what that was called?
Oh, yeah. HBO or Showtime. It was short-lived, but it was great. It was very good.
Yeah.
I just really like her. And she also looks amazing these days. She's
does.
The oldest one there. She's like 60. The rest of them look like shit. And she looks real and normal and
she
great.
Doesn't look like she's had anything done.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'll judge.
She's been great about picking her.
We're here judging the way people look because that's what you do. Oh, it's Hollywood, damn it. It's Hollywood.
I'm sorry. We're dicks.
It's Hollywood.
You can tape another year onto our calendar, but we're still a couple of dicks.
Their whole world is about looking good for us. So we're here judging it.
That's right.
All right. We got to drink this
but
thing.
Still Aisha Tyler, best person ever on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get to this.
She was the best extracurricular friend
on that. She was the best, right? Seventh Beatle.
Yeah, she was a pretty good Beatle. All right, let's
all right,
do this.
So I'm going to read this letter while you open that, because your letter is way shorter than mine.
Let's see. Mine says...
As you open it.
Should I read what this says? Okay, well, he just says, for you and Brian to enjoy in TMS, make sure you chill it before drinking. That's it.
Okay,
all right, so
mine
what do you
says, Brian, enclosed find one 240 milliliter can of bird nest drink.
No!
I have also provided similar to Mr. Scott Johnson, of whom you may be acquainted.
Really?
Said drink is best served really, really, really cold, straight from the can. It is not carbonated. It has some sediment, so you may wish to shake it prior to drinking.
Or not. Maybe I let it be sediment and stay down where it belongs. Maybe I don't shake it. Oh, my Lord, dude.
You and I have the same can, right? Same,
is this the same? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Although yours, yeah, there it is. Read what it says under the words bird's nest on the English side.
Oh, wonderful. All right, I'm going to read the entire thing. Wonder Farm, bird's nest, white fungus... Which is what I wrestled under for a few years when that was my wrestling name.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the white fungus
in the blue trunks. The white fungus.
That sounds about right. It does say no preservatives. That's really heartening. And the back has a different language. Nuoc Yen Nagan Yi.
Vietnamese, I believe.
Is that what that is? All right. Well,
I'm not
shit.
Sure. I'm 100% sure.
I don't like the nutritional facts are not printed on the can. They're stuck on there. Dude, are we really going to drink this?
We have to.
Do we have to
I
shake
feel,
it?
I like...
Do we shake it or no shake it?
I've been just turning it. Like, okay, it's not carbonated, so it's not like it's going to spray bird's nest all over the place, but...
Oh, man.
I can already feel... Like my throat closing up and the saliva building up for like a, yep. Like a, I'm going to go put my headphones down and throw it up.
Yep. I almost eat.
All right, we're going to do
I almost want to have something else ready. I've got a little bit of my free Starbucks.
I got water.
Yes, I'm all about
you also
the
got
stuff.
The free birthday thing.
Hell yes, come on.
I love that. No problem with it. You're the kind of person that likes it when they come around to your table and sing to you on your birthday, don't you?
No,
you like
that
it.
I'm not. Okay. I could do without, yes.
All right. That's there. There's the line, everybody. Okay, yes, so here it is. We're going to do this segment. We haven't done it in a while.
I like to eat.
We're going
to
eat this here. I'm scared.
I am too.
No cash refund, it says. Okay, here we go.
I can't. I'm holding my nose. There's no way. Like, I don't know how this smells. I'll smell it after I drink it. Is there a smell?
There's a smell, and it's not good.
I'm not doing it. I can't do the smell.
It's what you think a dirty old nest might smell like.
Oh, no. I've cleaned these from behind the speaker on our back patio, these birds' nests. I know what's in them.
These clog up my drains every year, and I have to pay a guy to go clean them out. All right. Ooh, I can see things in it.
Oh, I'm not looking. I'm not smelling. I'm not looking.
All right, here goes. Ready?
Yes.
Oh.
It's thick.
That's it. I'm never, that's all. Blah, 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 blah. That's horrendous. That's horrendous. That's as bad as the.
Oh, did you have sediment?
Yeah, I did. That's as bad as what's that fish people open and almost die when they open it in the can? The lutefisk stuff or whatever it is.
Oh, lutefisk. Sure. Yeah.
Who, what insane person thinks this is a cool, refreshing anything? You know what?
It's funny because there was a little bit of a weird sweetness to it. I was expecting it to taste like, like iron tinny kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if it's better
I would
or
say
weird.
It's not as bad as yogurt soda, but I still believe that Hammond gave us accidentally, not intentionally, gave us spoiled yogurt soda.
Yeah, that was 100% bad because Tom got the good bottle and he didn't have a problem. But then Tom would eat anything. If Tom was here right now, he would down the rest of this.
He would.
Because he's a freak. You think he's just this like quiet, mild-mannered tech reporter going after the facts and sticking to the tech. And no, he'll drink that and then eat a Clamato and then freaking, I don't know, eat a handful of dirt that he found somewhere. Tom's weird that way. Exactly. Yeah, the Tom's norm, the yogurt soda was a Nerdtacular thing, I think 2014, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. And, I think the first time we were at Snowbird, I think we had the yogurt soda.
2013 then. It would have been the year before.
2013, yeah.
And Hammond brought these yogurt soda Middle Eastern things, and ours had gone bad. It was bad. But yes, we drank it anyway because we didn't know. We didn't know.
Because Nicole actually got sick and couldn't even do a panel later.
Yeah, she got super sick on it, and the rest of us were just kind of ugh. And we didn't drink much. I did the same thing. I just tasted it, but that's horrific.
Should I see if the sprinkler guy's thirsty?
Oh, dude, go out there. Hey, this is still cold. How you doing?
Like, a very nice glass of bird's nest. It's got white fungus in it.
What's Nuoc Yen? Don't worry about it. Just drink it.
Just drink it.
Can you see the thickness
Jensen,
now?
Thank you. Very nice of you to pay for us to have this and to send me nearly an entire roll and a half of paper towels to go along with it.
Oof, it's really, really bad. Claire, it's liquid squished through a nest full of bird poo and bird spit mainly. It's mostly spit because that's how they hold their nests together. So we're not just saying, oh, they call it the bird's nest, but really it's Merlot and some other thing. This is like
Merlot.
Merlot?
Merlot.
It is Merlot, right?
Yeah, Merlot.
Why did I say Merlot?
I don't know why you said Merlot.
I don't
For
either.
The same reason you said creamy peen.
Yeah. But the process, we talked about this last week, the process, they actually smush liquid through the nest.
Yeah.
Because somebody at some point in man's history said that's a good idea, and they're wrong. They're just wrong. There's better ways to do this. Whatever the liquid was before you pushed it through the nest, that's the better choice.
Right. Oh, wow. TVZ gone found photos of us drinking, actually of us with the yogurt soda.
Yeah, this was 2014. I recognize my...
It is 2014. Okay. Oh, yeah, the poster in the back.
Yeah, my skinny visage.
I thought it was the first one, but you're right.
Yeah, it was so bad, you guys. There's Kim with her.
Hey, Greg. Greg, did you hear? Danny Elfman's doing Nightmare Before Christmas on a Halloween in Los Angeles this year.
Is that true? Is that really true?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Oh, my gosh. My wife administered this drink. She walked around and poured it for everybody.
She did.
It's her fault.
And her sister hanging out there behind us.
Yeah.
I don't recognize that guy sitting next to us. He used to be on this show, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he used to come on once in a while and talk about being how we were sparkly or whatever. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Very sparkly.
He doesn't like us anymore. That's when I weighed about 40 pounds less than I do now.
Yeah, well.
Those are the days.
Yeah, we all do.
I'm getting there, all right?
You're getting there. You and I are both getting there.
Yep. All right, done away time.
Yes.
We wasted enough time drinking the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth. Okay? So now we move on. To this bit of business. Oh, I got to open. Oh, no, we're not doing calls. You have a pre-whatever question thing.
Yes, right. Okay. We don't need contestants. I'm coming to us with contestants.
Oh, yeah. They're already here. They're prepackaged. Hey, Brian Dunaway joins us from South Carolina. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
Sorry we're calling.
How are you guys?
Oh, not.
We were better 10 minutes ago.
Hey, Brian, would you drink the bird's nest drink? Would you try this?
I was listening, and there is no way I would drink the bird's nest drink. I won't even drink things that aren't pasteurized, and I can't imagine what process and what quality control is involved with straining water through a bird's nest.
It claims
I think
on
you're
here.
Kind of taking your own chances when you're drinking that.
I think so.
Yeah, and I let's see. Made in Vietnam. Who knows what their stringent rules are over there? From a place called Wonder Farm in Vietnam.
Wonder Farm.
Wonder Farm.
I wonder what kind of farm
puts together shit like this.
Really nasty. Anyway, well, it's good
but
to hear.
You know what? Yeah. You only live once, and I'm a little jealous you guys got a chance to do that.
Oh, well, look, I'll send you what I have left, and you can have it all. It's no problem. It's totally yours.
Put it in a tube.
Yeah, you send me that C64 thing, I'll send you the whole tube. Okay. Ew, it is thick. I just spilled some.
Is it eating through the floor?
No, it looks like
alien blood.
Yeah. Like alien blood, exactly.
Yeah. It looks more like the goo that's coming out of their mouths and they're about to strike, you know, when they're going and their little like middle mouth's about ready to get you in the throat. That's what this stuff looks like.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's bad. All right, Brian, welcome. It's good to have you here. We're going to play a game. Brian Ibbett over here will explain who's going to play with us and how they'll win things. Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Welcome to the Morning Squirm. It's a back-and-forth trivia game where our players will match wits on topics that Cliff Clavin would have offered up at the Chispa. Scott and Brian are going to take turns answering multiple-choice trivia questions that are squirmy. Squirmier than Bird's Nest Drink. And if they get it wrong, the other player gets a point.
Nice.
The player with the most points after 5 questions wins the prize for their contestant, and contestants will be pulled from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Daniel F. of Chicago, Illinois. I guess I could probably... I won't say his full name. Let's not dox anybody.
That's fair. Yeah, who knows if he wants that. He may not.
And Brian, you're going to be playing for Gabriel G. of Bella Vista, Arkansas.
Gabriel.
Twitch is being weird. Hold on.
Gosh, yeah, I was just Twitch. Noticing that in the chat room.
Okay, you guys look and sound great. I don't think it's us.
Hey, I think it's all a Transformer.
All right, I think we're good now. All right, we're back to being good.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's all go ahead. So, continue forward.
Okay, cool. So, all right, I'm going to be asking you guys trivia questions. I can't remember who left off last time, who won last time, so...
Oh, geez, no.
Let's see. Do I have a coin? Yeah, call it in the air. TMS Vegas coin, heads.
Yeah.
Love heads. The show, though, is tails.
Yeah.
Brian Dunaway, you call it in the air.
Heads.
Heads, he says. Tails, it
no.
Is.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Scott, you'll be going first.
Okay.
What is the average age for people in the United States to lose their virginity? Is it 14 and a half years old, 21.2 years old, 17.4 years old, or 16.1 years old? So 14 and change, 21 and change, 17 and change, 16 and change.
Now, is this boys and girls? Americans of all...
Yes, Americans of all genders.
If I had to guess, it's the 16. That feels right, 16.1. Yeah, that may have been that might be generational.
But if Becky is helping a fella out on the bus, how far do you have to go to be considered?
Wow,
not a virgin.
Oh, I see.
You
what
asked
you're saying.
The question.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You're talking about. I'm guessing you're talking about coitus, right? Like full
on. I'm talking about coitus. I'm talking about actual. Yeah, you know, I don't need.
We've
to
already given this question too much. We've already given this question too much attention already.
So,
I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
How is Babby formed? I'm talking about how is Babby formed?
Yeah, how you make Babby? 16 point whatever it was.
All right, 16.1 is incorrect.
Oh,
Brian gets the point. Brian, do you want to take a guess at this one?
Oddly enough, with the average, I don't think everybody's hot. I think it's 21.
Whoa.
I don't think everybody can get it.
Brian Dunaway, also incorrect. It is 17.4.
Man. Okay. All right. You know what
thank
that actually
is?
Thank goodness it wasn't 14.5.
I find that heartening because I was really worried it was 14, whatever. I really was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. For whatever reason, that gives me hope, but then I don't know why I care. I don't know. Go have your fun, whatever. Do what you got to do. Just don't get
pregnant. All right.
Yeah.
Brian, in a study conducted by neuroscientists, the most irritating sound to upset humans was found to be what? Was it gross? Was it a knife on a bottle, a fork on a glass, nails on a chalkboard, or a baby crying?
Interesting. Well,
Tina's voice.
Are you sure it wasn't
Tina's voice? That's rude.
Yeah, Tina's voice. Or were you sure it wasn't Newt's scream? You sure it's not that?
Oh my god.
That is horrible. Yeah. Good scream.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty rough. All right. Well, I mean, since it's been portrayed in a lot of movies, I mean, I think the common agreed upon terribleness is nails on a chalkboard, right?
Nails on a chalkboard is incorrect.
Oh,
Scott.
Man.
I've been lied to by the media.
Can you repeat the three again?
Yep, I'll repeat the three. Knife on a bottle, a fork on a glass, or a baby crying.
All right. I don't find babies crying to upset me at all, but I know that I'm
unusual. A parent, most parents wouldn't. So,
yeah, right? I think that's especially if it's your own. But it doesn't bother me even in public with kids that aren't mine. Like on planes, I don't understand why people freak out about crying babies. It doesn't bother me one freaking bit. In fact, usually we'll get up and hold Kim will hold the baby, and then we'll try. Yeah. You know, we'll do what we can to help. But I don't
usually.
Like,
you know what? I do. Yeah, similar. I get up and I get my noise canceling headphones and I block it out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then
same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing as what Kim does.
It's just not bother. It's yeah. Same exact thing. It just doesn't bother me. But I'm guessing that bothers a lot of people. So I'll say that the answer is probably that babies crying.
A baby crying is incorrect. The correct answer is a knife
on a glass.
Knife on a bottle.
Actually. Oh, knife on a bottle?
Really?
Knife on a bottle. So, like, scraping a knife on a bottle. As Dice Tomato points out, knife on a bottle and fork on a glass, kind of the same thing. It's metal on glass, but for whatever reason.
Maybe. Well, I was thinking maybe I could see a fork kind of doing a ting, like, you know,
yeah,
kind of like.
The tines might give a little bit different reverberation than a thick knife.
Right. Right.
I'll tell
you what bothers Brian. How about my personal choice?
Go.
Scraping your fork on your teeth, I'll murder you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a friend, both that and a fork on a plate. If you go eat with them and you do either of those things, you're going to end up.
Use your lips to pull that food off with, fella.
Your food will be in your lap.
I have an annoying sound. It's when Ernest P. Worrell used to do this. I used to hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any kind of yokel humor is my knife on a bottle.
Yeah. I would have thought the knife on the bottle.
You ever notice that people that do have to scrape the fork in their teeth have to like do it like where they have to jerk the fork out like.
Oh, like yeah. They're pulling, like they're a magician pulling a tablecloth out from under a.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Boo, I don't like that at all. I was going to say, I thought maybe it was because it's a breakable item, so you don't want to. Risk or the feeling of risking breaking a bottle and cutting or whatever might be part of it. I don't know.
But it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, shows what I know.
All right.
Switch is being a nerd.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's what people are saying.
Let me try. Yeah. Okay, we're back. We're just gonna wing this. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, we all are dead. Doesn't matter. We're all gonna die in the end.
That's
all right.
Right.
So, exactly. Brian, back to you wherever you were. Where were you?
That's right. We're back to Brian being answering this one.
All right.
Brian, in a recent poll, this smell was voted the most offensive.
Wow.
So the sound, now the smell.
Do we have a theme? Yeah, we must have a theme for this.
Yeah, it's offensive things. Is it decaying animal? B, human poop. C, deviled eggs. Or D, vomit.
Now, was this an actual? This is just a poll, right? This is not scientific data like before.
Right.
This is just a poll.
This isn't people getting four smells and deciding which one they find worse. They're getting it described to them, or like, you know, make a list and here pick the worst smell.
Right. So we got deviled eggs, which was C, and then B. Okay, tell me again.
Sure. Decaying animal, human. Uh-huh. Shit.
Poop. Yeah.
Deviled eggs or vomit.
You know, in a poll, I think they're going to go vomit. I think people are going to vote vomit, even though if in a blind smell test, I don't think that would be the answer.
All right. Vomit. Okay. Is it vomit? No, vomit is incorrect.
No vomit.
Scott gets the point.
I'm shocked by that. Shocked.
So Scott, of the remaining ones, decaying animal, human shit, or deviled eggs, what do you think the worst smell is?
I feel like I'm being led to it, but I'll just say deviled eggs because those kind of reek. So deviled eggs.
It is not deviled eggs. It is
gotta be the poo.
It is a decaying animal.
Oh,
really?
the most offensive smell, yes.
Wow.
Now, if you ask me that, I would agree, because that is the most offensive smell. If you've ever smelled anything dead, it's just like, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, what does that...
Gotta leave the area.
What does that stink? Okay.
All right, well, we've talked about smells and sounds. Scott, this one goes to you. Recent studies have found people tend to hate this color when they get older.
Okay.
So as people get older, they tend to hate this color.
This is
more.
Not going
to
be racist, is it?
I mean, it could be. It could be.
You
never know.
You know old people.
I'm not. Yeah, no kidding. All right. Is it blue, orange, red, or green? Or some people say orange. Is it blue, blue, orange, red, or green?
Or as you say, orange, right?
I say orange. Orange. Orange.
That's how my dad said it.
Orange.
You and my dad cut from the same cloth on that one.
Yeah, clearly. The right, the correct grammar cloth.
So this is a
pronunciation
color.
Cloth.
This is a color they don't like.
This is the color that they tend to hate as they get older. So, people tend to hate this color as they get older.
Okay.
That is interesting. I never thought about
my turn?
Of a color as I've gotten older.
It is a weird thing to, yeah.
Is it my turn or Brian's? I don't remember.
Oh, it's your turn.
It's your turn, Scott.
Yeah, okay, orange. I'm going to say orange. It just feels like a color that an old guy would complain
people
about.
People tend to hate. Incorrect. Brian gets the point. Brian, blue, red, or green?
I'm going to go with red.
Red is also incorrect.
What?
Really?
Blue. Yeah, people tend to hate the color blue as they get older.
That's really weird.
It is weird. Yeah.
Why would they hate
blue? Interesting study. I don't have a link to the study for this one.
That's really odd. Okay.
I would have thought orange. I'm with you because that's more of a young person's game.
It is.
A young person's game.
Yeah.
Young person's game.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like I'm more annoyed with orange the older I get, and I kind of like orange right now, but we'll see how things go. Anyway, all right.
Let's see. That was a Scott question. This one's Brian.
Yeah.
Final question. You guys are at 2-2.
Ooh, tiebreaker.
All comes down to this. Between 1973 and 2011, which of the following accounted for more than half of the 46 deaths caused by melon-related food poisoning?
My God, what a twisting road of a question.
So in this 40-year bracket, which of these melons caused the most deaths by food poisoning?
So this is like Listeria, right? That's always the one you hear about, is Listeria.
Yeah,
I think melons. So, yes.
Yeah.
Is it the watermelon, the cantaloupe, the honeydew, or the horned melon?
The horny melon.
Horny melon.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard
just
of
by sheer volume, I would think that your watermelon gets consumed more than any of those, and just by percentages, you think that it would happen more there.
Sure. Just, all right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it can't exist in watermelon, but I'm going to go with watermelon.
Is for the game? Is the answer watermelon? No,
Scott.
Scott gets the point.
Honeydew.
Daniel of Chicago wins, but
sorry.
And I was going to say I was coming back to you. So do you think it's honeydew or horn melon?
I think it's honeydew, just because honeydews. I don't know. I feel like I think we've even covered recalls or something here on honeydews or something. So
it is not.
Damn it!
It's got to be cantaloupe then.
It is cantaloupe. Yeah, it's funny. Five questions, and even with two choices, you guys didn't get any of them right on the second guess.
Dang
or
it!
Cantaloupe. Have you ever cantaloupe? That stuff rots like nobody's business.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Cantaloupe gets bad. Like you can tell. Like watermelon. Just gets mealy.
Yeah.
But
cantaloupe, you see the whole side start caving in and changing
That's why I would have thought people wouldn't have got it from cantaloupe because, you know, it's pretty obvious when cantaloupe goes bad.
It seems like rotting.
They're probably saying, it's just bad on the outside. I could probably still eat the inside. Just the rind is bad.
Rotting cantaloupe should be on the smell list. It's so bad.
Right. Good Lord, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. All right, well, I'm pretty stoked about this winner.
Winner, winner.
You know what's funny, though? I helped that dude win, but who was it again? Am I playing for
it? It was Daniel F. of Chicago. Congratulations.
That's right. Well done. I still feel like I won because Brian just got a lot wrong and just happened to get more wrong than me. Yeah.
That's right. By the way, Daniel, you are getting Wildfire and Boreal Blade on Steam. Carryover prizes from last week. They are good games. And Gabriel Grimm of Bella Vista. Oops, said your whole name. Oh, well, there can't be more than one of you in Bella Vista, Arkansas, can there?
Oh, my God.
You are getting a copy of Ageless also on Steam. All of these courtesy of Wesley.
Nice.
Oh, Wesley.
Well, speaking of Steam and cool things, later today, Brian Dunaway and myself will be doing the Boop Show. That's at 3:30 Mountain Time, where we talk about indie games and stuff going around the indie world. And we'll talk a bit more about my experience with The Backbone and some indie games on it today.
That's cool. Can't wait to talk about that because, you know, I have a Key Sheaf, the Razer.
Yeah, I want to do a direct comparison. This is good. Yeah.
Competing product.
Yeah. This will be good.
I do indeed. I've had it for about a year now, I think. And I'll bring it out and we'll talk about it.
Yep, we'll do a comparison. So look forward to that. That'll be today, 3:30 Mountain Time. Right here at frogpants.tv, Twitch willing. If not, it'll definitely be on the podcast either way. So we'll see you then. Brian Dunaway, have a fantastic day.
Now you.
See you Wednesday by now. Or later. Ooh. I guess I'll see him later. All right. What time is it? Oh, it's time for a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got more people. So Bill will be here. We got Steven, all that stuff. So stick around. Brian, today's music is brought to you by something. Who's it brought to us by?
Oh, it's brought to you by Soundography. A brand new episode just went up this morning. Me and Hammond are joined by Hammond, who makes us listen to an album that he was instrumental in his growing up. Find out what it is and what I thought of it on a very special You Gotta Listen This episode of Soundography.com. Go to Soundography.com to listen.
Very nice.
Cool. All right, let's get to our Indie in the Middle. This one comes to us from Brooklyn, New York, courtesy of Earshot Media. This is a band called Typhoid Rosie. She's got a brand new album coming out August 13th called Queen of Swords, and she's also going to be touring Rosie Rebel, the lead singer for the band Typhoid Rosie. These guys are great. Here's a brand new song, All I Need, from Typhoid Rosie.
Down. Thanks. Kiff, get me 10 cases of Pert and Popular.
What shall I do with your Jergens, sir?
Squirt it on some homeless man with dry elbows.
They're gonna burn in hell! Excuse me.
The Morning Stream. Smooth, flowing, and unbroken.
I wish I could say that was true of Twitch today. Anyway, hey, that song again was...
It's Typhoid Mary. The song is called All I Need from the upcoming album Queen of Swords. Comes out in a little over a week.
Very, very nice.
Jeez.
All right. Let's get Bill in here. He's probably not even sure where we are given the... state of the
the state of the internet right now.
Yeah, it appears to
help us, internet.
I think it might be me, but I don't know how and I don't know why, because I see you, you see me, everyone.
Yeah, you sound
great.
Fine to me, so I don't think it's.
I don't know what it is, but we're not doing tech support. We're talking to Bill.
Your bat cave's open there, Bill.
It's Bill Duran, everybody, the purveyor of all things punishprops.com, joining us as he does on Monday to talk about the world of making stuff. Hello, Bill. Welcome back.
Hello there.
Hey, man.
Hello, Bill.
I've been building a lot of workshop furniture.
What?
We'll talk about that today. Yeah.
I didn't know this. This is a new, not a new foray for you, but something I don't remember you ever talking about before. That sounds great.
So we're not talking about, like, you know, fine woodworking. In fact, most of what I've done with this, and you can't see me, but I'm making air quotes when I say the word woodworking.
Yeah.
Nothing I've done with the 2x4s and scraps of plywood in my basement is something I would ever want to show to Mark Spagnuolo. However, I have been working on some furniture.
That's fantastic. Tell us what kind and why a guy like you even needs that stuff.
Yeah. So when I talk about workshop furniture, I talk about the stuff you build to like hold all your tools or to work on or to hold all of your materials. For example, a lot of shelves. I've built a lot of shelves recently because I have a lot of stuff that I need to store. And I've found that I can't have enough shelves. No matter what.
Yeah.
Every shelf I've built is full of stuff.
Of course. You make a lot of stuff that you want to display. I run into the same thing. I 3D print a lot of stuff, but also I buy a lot of crap that I want to put on shelves. And there's only so much room behind me on these shelves.
And it doesn't matter how many shelves you own. You'll fill them all, sure of it. Mm-hmm.
Sure,
yeah.
So I've been doing that a lot lately. Most of the shelves are to hold, like, I have these clear plastic bins that are labeled with stuff in them. So it's pretty organized. I'm actually quite proud of it. But one of the shelves, for example, I specifically built it to hold one of my 3D printers next to where the computer is. So there was just a blank spot on the wall there, and I thought, wow, it'd be really handy if the 3D printer was right next to the computer. So I custom made a shelf for that printer to sit right there, which is perfect.
Yeah.
I've also been building things like workbenches. Just having a big flat space to put stuff on while you're working on it is super duper handy. And specifically, I have a couple of shorter cabinets. They're about 6 feet wide, like 2 feet deep. But they're only about waist high, so I built an extended workbench top for it that makes it another foot taller. It also gives me space under it to store stuff, and that's where I'm going to put I've already put my lathe and all of my machining type tools. But it was perfect because, like, and I've done this before with my lathe, I had it set up much lower, so I had to bend over every time I used it.
Well, that's
and
no
you
good.
Stand there bending over for like half an hour working on a thing. Suddenly you stand up. You're like, that was a mistake.
That doesn't get any better either. It doesn't get easier. It gets worse.
No. So being able to build a piece of furniture so that tool is at the appropriate height for me is going to make a huge difference. Something else too, though, is just like tool stands. So I have a lot of big tools. And the easiest thing to do is like put them on a workbench or put them on a table or something. But sometimes you don't have that spot. So, for example, I have this big-ish horizontal bandsaw and I built a rolling stand for it. This is, again, so it's at the right height. But I don't use it all the time. So it's got this tall rolling stand and I can just roll it out from where I keep it stowed, plug it in, use it to cut something, and then roll it back. I've also built shelves on it so I can store other tools on that rolling stand. Suffice to say that all of these things have been super, super handy, and it's been cool to be able to custom build them to my needs.
Mm. Well, now, you're a custom build kind of guy, so it fits you pretty well.
Absolutely. I love being able to, and in fact, a lot of times I'll build the thing and then I'll be like, needs another hole here, and just lop part of it off. Like once it's finished, you just start going ham on it and cutting holes and screwing more stuff to the side of it. It's super fun to customize furniture that way.
Nice.
Very now, because it's shop furniture, because it's not fine woodworking, I'm not gluing together big panels of walnut or anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask that question. Like, you're not in the business of like, I need these to have the same fit and finish as my best props do, right? You just got to make them work.
Exactly. Yeah. It's whatever I have on hand. And what I happen to have was a lot of 2x4s, a lot of, like, secondhand. These are, whenever I take something apart, and I recently took apart a lot of stuff, I keep the big pieces of wood. I know I'm going to use them. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll probably use them.
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest, I should throw some of those 2x4s away. I have a lot of 2x4s. But a lot of reclaimed old pieces of wood from old workbenches. Any flat board. So I have like shelves made out of plywood, OSB, just pine boards that I made shelves out of 12 years ago and I still have them. And like particle board. So every shelf has like a different top on it, like a different type of wood, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of patchwork, and I'm kind of into that.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
And it didn't cost me a thing. All of this furniture was made from reclaimed stuff. I already had the screws. All I had to do was cut it into new shapes and screw it all together.
Just a little bit of time, right? Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Time, a lot of sweat.
Yeah,
some a couple of very superficial hand nicks and dings. And it's not pretty. It does have a certain aesthetic to it, let's say. Yeah. That aesthetic is definitely, hey, I built this myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it accomplishes one simple thing. It does it very well. It's very durable. And like I said before, I have the opportunity to continue to customize it during its lifetime. And it's easier to customize stuff like that than, say, if you try and drill into the side of a particle board piece of IKEA furniture, all of a sudden it just starts shooting crap everywhere. Not that you can't modify IKEA furniture, but...
Right.
It does break apart, really. If you try and modify it, you've got to be really careful.
There's a real art to that, though, right? Like, I've seen a lot of channels who focus on that very thing. Like, here's this, this IKEA popular
hacks
item.
Is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
But if you start... Trust me, I've done this before. I tried to... I got a panel from IKEA, and they're hollow. It's mostly just cardboard. And I tried to drill a nice clean hole through it, which was easier said than done. It was very, very cheap and flimsy. But
sure.
Well, anyway, the 2x4s and plywood and everything that I used is really durable. I'll be able to modify it for its lifetime. And I've done that, too. A lot of the shop furniture I've made over the years, I've modified or repurposed. And again, I cannot reiterate this enough. It did not cost me any money to build all of this furniture because I never throw away any wood.
It's all scraps.
Yep.
No, that seems like a good way to do it. I'm wrestling with something similar. There's, I've got the bookcases behind me. I've been always wanting something different. It's modeled after whatever Andy Cohen has in the background of his set. Tina called me up when he was doing a Watch What Happens or some Bravo BS. But he's got this really cool modular looking bookcasey thing behind him. It's all uneven, different sized shelves and spaces. That's the kind of thing I want behind me. Not these like, all right, you got to put all the same stuff on this one, all the same size stuff, and then all the same size stuff on the next shelf. Anyway, that's kind of the thing. It's like necessity makes you want to build these things as opposed to just going and finding something online that will kind of do, but not really, not build anything you want.
Well, plus if you've got this scrap like you've got. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah
I'm not going to be able to go to IKEA and be like, all right, I need a shelf that perfectly fits
Right.
An Ultimaker S plus exactly. Extended. It's the bigger one. I need the extended one. So do you have any shelves for that?
Exactly.
No, they yep. don't. They well,
let
don't
me,
have
let me, so let me ask idea. You this. Let me ask you this as a guy who generally sucks with woodworking and sort of building things in general. I'm just not great at it. How much... Like, what should I look out for something where I'm going to F it up? Like, is there like a rule to a shelf that if you don't put this or that on there, then that thing's going to wobble to the left and all your shit's going to fall off? Like, I would worry about that with me.
I think one of the things that is the easiest to misunderstand is the way if you build a box, let's say, just four sides on your box out of any kind of wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It will want to rack, which means it will tilt the whole thing. All the sides will stay parallel, but the whole thing will flatten and tilt to one side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm showing you with my hand, but you can't see me. But it'll rack to the side unless it's properly supported in some way. And that is something you'll want to figure out as you're building your thing, not at the end when you install it and then the whole thing falls over.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
And there are lots of little things like that you have to kind of keep in mind. But if you're building cheap shop furniture with scraps, you'll learn these lessons as you go. Don't worry, they'll come up.
Sure. Yeah, learn the hard way, and I always say.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive or time consuming to have to rebuild part of a shelf, and that lesson will last you a lifetime.
Yeah. Especially when you're talking about just, you know, poopy scrap wood. It's either going to just sit there and gather dust, or you're going to have to give it away, throw it away, sell it or whatever. May as well make stuff out of it, and then now you got room for more crap, you know. So yeah. Look at it that way.
Use your crap to store your crap.
Yeah, crap to crap, like dust to dust. It's like that. I understand right. How this works. All right. Well, this is excellent. Great advice as always. Bill, you always leave us with a little bonus something, although I'm not in the chat, but I think it still works in there even though we're not live at the moment.
Yeah, the chat is still working.
Yeah.
I've got a EVA foam Gundam suit build. The YouTube channel, and I'm going to butcher this, but I'm trying. I'll just spell it XIAOQIANFENG.
Oh, there you go.
Safe bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, look her up. She's fantastic. Her build videos are really, really good. And she built this really crazy looking Gundam suit out of EVA foam.
Oh, out of the foam.
This is so cool. In this first little part, she's already does a cleaner job of cutting foam than I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there had somebody on a channel do like an amazing foam thing and then reach out to you and say, hey, it's because of your books that I even made this thing? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, I've had, like, for example, at BlizzCon, I remember running up to someone going, oh my God, that costume's amazing. And they were like, I learned it from your books.
Oh, that's
I
remember cool.
that. I learned it from you, Bill. I learned it from you.
It was you.
Yeah, so that does happen, especially at events like BlizzCon, DragonCon, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. So this isn't a suit. She's not in this. This is just
I think she puts it on.
Oh, she
does put it on.
There we go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She didn't move for so long. I'm like, is this like a statue? Like, what's her deal?
I don't think she can move very much. She may be a little limited.
It's really, wow.
Oh, it looks so cool. And the colors, the purple and black and gold. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. This makes me feel like I'm bad at everything.
It looks like that thickness of foam looks so much easier. It looks like the easiest weight to work with.
Yeah, it's really common to go with like 10 millimeter, but now that like 8, 6, and so on, thinner ones are much more available in big sheets, people are experimenting a lot more.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very, very cool. Very nice. Go check that out. Again, it's hard to spell, so I'm not even going to try. But look for EVA foam mecha build, and you'll probably find it.
Make a hi-ni-ho.
There you go. Hey, Bill Duran, always a pleasure to hang out with you. I hope you have a fantastic week. Make sure people know where to go. Punishprops.com and Chinbeard. Anything else you want to mention?
No, those are two good places.
Those are good, right? Yeah.
They're all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill's, there's a sticker on my fridge of Bill in his cartoon form, just like his avatar here on Discord. And right now, there's a word bubble over your head that says, well said. And I don't know why. Who put that there?
All right.
Yeah. Just wanted you to know. Saw it this morning when I was getting creamer out of the fridge, and there you were. So congratulations and well done. We'll see you soon. All right. Status update on the stream. It's still poo. And
still poo. How are you feeling after? So we're about half an hour from Bird's Nest Drink, or maybe an hour from Bird's Nest Drink. How are you feeling?
I feel okay. I only got enough to just sort of taste it. It's not the poison I was worried it would be, at least so far. How are you, though?
I had a big old mouthful. My stomach's hurting a little bit.
Oh, no. No.
Little bit of a, but I don't know. It could just be, it could be gas. You know, I get gas.
It could be. I mean, I don't know if you ever took a moment to look what's in there. Have you looked in there?
No, I didn't.
I mean, there's...
Because I'd have to turn it sideways to read the label, and that'll pour a bird's nest all over my foot.
You should put some in a clear glass just to witness what you put
in here. Oh, I don't even know. I can't even do it. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, you may not want to. You may not want to do that. It was a bad time. So, Jim, we owe you one, and I don't mean in a good way. We'll let you know how
I'm going to buy you a drink next time I see you at the next Nerdtacular.
We're going to retaliate.
TMS Vegas event, whatever it is.
Something's going to happen. I'm telling you.
Sounds like Malort.
I guess I'm staying in what do they call it now? By the...
Oh, in Vegas?
We were going to do downtown because we always like it down there, like the Grand or the whatever.
Remind me to tell you when you're done telling me where you're staying to tell you about something that happened at the Plaza last couple nights.
Oh, okay. This will be good. So instead, we're now at the, what do you call the thing that, the quad, not the quad, it used to be the quad.
The Link.
The Link is where we are now. We got some killer deal on a thing there, so we're doing that.
Well, enjoy it.
What? What's wrong with the Link?
Tristan and I stayed there for his 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Because it was inexpensive. It's,
Is it bad?
You know, it's...
I like the location. All right.
It used to be the Imperial Palace.
Yeah.
And really all they did was just redo the outside. It's, you know what? It's I'd say it's on par with the Plaza. So if you're fine with the Plaza, you'll be fine with the Link.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not Mandalay or Bellagio or... It's fine.
It's fine?
Pool's a little bit of a disappointment. But, you know what? I will say, you know what? I take that back. Because what's nice about the pool is that it overlooks that the walkway between the Link and Harrah's. And that's fun to sit there and watch people go by on the zip line and the big high roller wheel and all that.
Is the pool clean?
Pool's clean. Okay. Pool's clean. It's just, it's a rectangle. You know, it's like the very minimum that somebody saying pool would have to create to call it a pool.
Wow, you're really selling me on it. You're really
sorry. Sorry.
No. This is good. Who else would I talk to in my life but you? You're going to give me the right advice. I trust you.
Here's the benefit. Here's what's also good about that. Location wise, you're just going in there to sleep. You're not going in there to let's hang out in the room for hours.
No, it's right. You're right.
You're right in the middle of everything, so you can go down the Link and get a Gordon Ramsay fish and chips, or you can go across the way to Caesar's and check out the talking animatronics, or you can go check out the Bellagio fountains or whatever. You're right in the middle of all these.
Yeah. And that was the main reason for the switch. It wasn't so much that it was basically the same price as the Plaza was giving us minus some fees, which was a little better, but I don't know. I don't know why I thought it was all redone, but maybe I just didn't know.
Now, before we get to Steven Schleicher, the Link I just put in the, in our Discord chat.
Yeah.
Plaza Hotel. Guy walks into the Plaza Hotel at 3 a.m. last week carrying a dead coyote. Anyone know why?
Kidding me? What the heck? Really? Oh, this is real.
It's real.
Wait, there's a picture of it.
Yeah, and it looks like it's been hit by a car from the side of it.
I love Reddit comments. Guy says, because it's safer than carrying a live one. And the guy below that, you might be right about that. This is insane. Someone says it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's see. Seek help. Yeah. It's,
Yeah,
maybe. Well, I mean, not that that'll happen for sure when I'm there. But last time I was at the Plaza on our own, they shut down half of it. So.
Oh, really?
Weird stuff happens, man.
That is a bummer.
Las Vegas. All right. Well, I may have to come.
All right. Hey, let's talk. Let's talk Steven Schleicher.
Oh, yeah. Steven's
some cool comic books.
He's freaking here, even. Here
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, Steve. Welcome to Broken Stream Day. It's good to have you here. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good. Hi. The last time I was in Vegas, I stayed at the Imperial Palace.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's been a while.
You've basically stayed at the same hotel, interior and all, that Scott is going to be staying at.
Great. Yep. How long ago was that for you?
Oh, the Imperial Palace isn't even there anymore. So it's been what? 10 years, maybe?
10?
At least, actually. Yeah. Because it's been the Link for geez, 12 years maybe?
Oh, has it? Oh, it's, maybe before that.
It's been
that
a while, yeah, so. Yeah.
I remember when it was being built and then, you know, walking around the outside of it when it was getting redone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it was still called the Quad or whatever.
The Quad, yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, all right, I got to talk to Kim after this. I don't know what
You get, it'll be, you know, it'll be fine. It's fine.
I mean, it's not like you're staying at Circus Circus.
No, that's true. I won't be coming back if that happens. We're never, you know, you can stay
too
anytime
much fun
you like.
Or the clowns will take you away.
You can never leave. It's the whole Hotel California thing. Okay. Yeah, all the clowns take you away and murder you. All right, Steven, it's good to have you here. Even sans chat room, it's still fun to have you here. And we're going to talk about a couple of things. For example, hey, check it out, Suicide Squad this week.
What?
Yeah. Ooh.
So many people excited about this. All the reviews are already out, which is, you can tell Warner Brothers is excited about this movie because they lift the embargo on the reviews the week before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviews are just everybody saying this is a great movie. James Gunn has been on Twitter saying, yeah, you don't even have to see the first one. It has no relation to the first one. Go and see this.
Yeah.
And so, of course, everyone's like, well, is this based on a comic book?
I mean, basically, The thing about it is, you know, to say it's not related, I mean, he's obviously talking story and stuff, but the, you know, you have some returning actors and you got the Sarsgaard guy and you got the, or not Sarsgaard, I forgot his name, the killer, the killing guy.
Oh, yeah. I always forget this guy's name.
He's also Swedish, so I lumped him into the Sarsgaards, but it's not.
Yes.
But you got Harley Quinn coming back and, you know, these characters.
Margot Robbie and.
Actually, are they the only two?
The woman
the lady in charge.
Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
Yes, Waller. Amanda Waller, yes.
Yeah, yeah. She's back.
Back and angry as ever.
Yeah, she looks great. The thing is I'm more excited maybe than ever because I went on a binge for the comics and especially the 2018-2019 stuff. Really great. Really great run. And tonally, it feels like a lot of what this is maybe based on. It also had King Shark involved. Like there's some real connected stuff to the comics with the recent run. But what I'm hearing is like, despite its irreverence, its level of gore, you know, it embracing its R rating, and going very Deadpool in that direction, it still somehow manages to have like a ton of heart. And like some really moving character stuff and all of that, which just sounds like James Gunn's bag to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, definitely.
You know, if this is as good as everyone says, and many of these reviewers are like, I thought Guardians was great. This beats that. Like, I could not be more excited. And it's going to be on Max, right? So I get to watch it on my big freaking TV.
And it's not even going to cost you $30.
No. Right.
And it's not even going to probably result in a lawsuit either.
No. Probably not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, what do you know about that Black Widow lawsuit?
Like, I'm not Scarlett Johansson.
Well, what do I know about it? I think Disney is probably going to be coughing up some money.
Is it? So her case is, I don't know how much you know about it, but
This is what I know. Apparently, and we were talking about this on Finally Friday, like at the beginning of the year when they kept shifting and shuffling a Black Widow release date. Was the reason they were shuffling it is because she has an exclusive theatrical release only clause in her contract, which you can do that if you're powerful enough actor.
Yeah.
And so when they finally said, oh, we're going to put this on Disney Plus, my thought was, oh, they must have reached some kind of an agreement. No, apparently not, because according to Scarlett Johansson, she was like, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys since 2019, and you guys have been ignoring my requests to see if we can either amend the contract or talk about this or whatever. And Disney's like, oh, we already paid you $20 million.
Wow. Wow.
And so if it is truly a breach of contract, then she's owed some money.
Yeah, and she should get then.
Yeah.
She should get it then. This whole, like, we gave you $20 million, sit down and be quiet thing, freaking F that, dude.
Well, not only that, but they doubled down and said in a statement that several people, including what's his name, Dave Bautista on Twitter, was just like, not only did you get paid $20 million, but this was terrific exposure for you for your next film. So essentially the same thing that people always try to do to artists and others, come work for free. It'll be great exposure for you.
Dave Bautista said that? He didn't say that.
No. Disney was saying that and Dave Bautista jumped all over Disney. No, this is a bad look for you guys. So
I agree. It is a terrible look because let me tell you the truth. Here's the truth. If this was Robert Downey Jr. or if this was I don't know, Chris Evans.
Now, to be fair, Robert Downey Jr., I think, did make $50 million the last time he appeared in an Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
Chris Evans only made $15 million in his last Captain America movie, not the Avengers movie, but the last Captain America
movie. Sure. I don't even mean numbers, though. Like, I'm just talking, like, honor the damn contract. Like,
right. And that's what I think it boils down to for me, whether people like Scarlett Johansson or don't like Scarlett Johansson or think that Disney can do no wrong or whatever. If it's in the contract and there hasn't been an amendment to the contract made, it seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
And the way that Disney's responding to me seems like, yeah, they got caught with their pants down. Now, you would have thought that they would have learned from Wonder Woman 84. Now, I know everybody's screaming, but Steven, Wonder Woman 84 is from Warner Brothers. Yeah. Remember how everyone screamed up and down how Warner Brothers is idiots and they don't know how to do anything right?
Yeah.
At least when they said they were releasing Wonder Woman 84 to HBO Max and Gal Gadot and the director, now I forgot her name, Patty Jenkins, came forward and said, hey, you know, we're supposed to be getting money off the box office. They worked with them and knocked it out to where they both got, you know, a huge check so that they could take that to HBO Max.
Right.
And you would think that Disney would have said, hey, what are those idiots doing over there? Let us do the same thing. But apparently not.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's complicated. I know that the pandemic makes everything more complicated and all of this stuff is weird right now. But man,
that was the other thing that Disney, I don't know if you guys read the Disney comments that they put out, but it was basically, how dare Scarlett Johansson do this during a time of pandemic when she's already been paid $20 million.
Yeah, not good enough, guys. Contracts are contracts. Amendments are matter and freaking get your poo together. What the heck? Yeah. I know this is executives.
This is going to be settled out of court.
Probably, but this
because
is,
here's the thing that they don't want to happen.
Yeah,
they don't want it to go to court. I think Thor: Dark World went to court, and this was I think before Disney bought Marvel. But they had to reveal all of the accounting, and so it really gave us. We rarely get a look at the accounting practices that go on in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So if this goes to court and they have to reveal their accounting, it's going to be really interesting, and a lot of people are going to be just combing through all of those spreadsheets just to kind of see how Hollywood moves money around for each of these movies. So
my guess is
I don't think Disney wants that.
My guess is they're all paying way too much for craft services, if I had to guess. There's no way that's not overpriced. Someone's getting
screwed. Well, I'm pretty sure Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi, one of those two, still hasn't made any money.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because every time you have to fly George Lucas somewhere, you get to charge that production the cost of all of that stuff. And if you've got to put him up in a hotel and all the, that's what they do. They charge back to the
release, the film release.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, like, it's going to cost money to,
you know, every time this comes up, everyone is just like, no, Empire Strikes, I think it's Empire Strikes Back, still has not made any money. It's still in the red.
That's really weird to even hear you say that. Yes, Brian, go ahead.
You know, if Scarlett Johansson's not careful, Disney's just going to kill her character off and,
Yeah, they might just throw her off a cliff, you know?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yep. She's not careful.
Yeah, I don't care how hawk-eyed you might be about trying to stop her, she's probably going to go off a cliff. Spoiler. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On the plus side, she is a powerful woman in Hollywood, so if she comes up and does this, and a lot of people are like, yes, why is Scarlett Johansson doing this? Because if she can do it and set a precedent, that will help people who are not as powerful as she is.
Yeah. Yeah. I also hear that... Back to Suicide Squad. I'm hearing things about Polka Dot Man that make me very happy, which is...
Oh, yeah. Dalmatian.
Yeah, and if this isn't, like, James Gunn's great contribution to society, he takes stuff that's obscure, maybe even a little dumb, and makes it great somehow. Groot, Rocket, like, I know there are people who love Guardians in its purest silver, or its whatever age form, you know, and always embrace the weird that is Guardians of the Galaxy. But to be able to take those kinds of characters and not only make them work, but make them shine on the screen, who better than James Gunn to take this Polka Dot Man and make me give a shit about him? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm hearing he's one of the best things about the movie. So I can't wait.
Can't wait to see it.
I'm so excited.
I think we're going to still try and see it in the theaters for the full experience. But if not, then I'll be watching it this weekend on HBO myself.
Yeah, we haven't fully decided, but every time we go, should we go back to our first movie? And then I'm like, well, they're doing masks again. Okay, should we go? I don't know. Should we use the expensive TV that we bought with our stimulus check?
Right, exactly. I think maybe easy decision. If I had a 4K TV and this was just day and date, same price, it'd be like, day and date, cheaper price, because you don't have to buy tickets and popcorn and all that stuff.
That's true. That's right. Why I like HBO Max right now.
Suicide Squad isn't a bonus. I think it's just part of HBO Max.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're not paying for movie tickets or popcorn or drinks or anything like that. Yeah.
Who's the girl?
Not the same price.
Who's the woman that plays? Is it? Oh, I can't remember her name.
Plays who?
Shoot. The lady who talks to Bloodshot in the train.
She is a French actress.
She's great, dude. I've only seen the trailer and I already think she's great. Something about her in general. I'm so excited. I can barely stand it. All right, so that's this weekend. What day? Is it Friday? Friday. All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Thursday at 10 p.m. It really is officially when you can watch it.
Daniela Melchior.
Melchior. Is that her?
She plays Ratcatcher.
Something about her. She's awesome. All right. Very well. Very good. Let's talk about the Simpsons arcade machine. It's finally coming. Are you getting one?
No. I know that there's a lot of Simpsons fans, especially today after drinking your little bird's nest thing in there. Yeah. you want bird's nest or Mountain Dew? Ooh, I'll take the bird's nest.
Yeah.
So a lot of people though really love that came out, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah,
Simpsons arcade game where it's four player, everybody goes in on all the action, mm-hmm. and want to get in on playing one of their four favorite characters. Well, that game is now coming now on pre-order from Arcade 1-Up.
Yep.
And what Arcade 1-Up has been doing, I want to say maybe the last 2 years, they have been exploring ways to get the four player action in on those cabinets. So I know before we had a gauntlet game, that was one of the very first games that they had, but I think it only allowed for like three players could crowd around that little tiny console. Right. Now they've broken out the console so that four people can be in each of the four stations and play with enough rooms. I think with adults, I think if the four of us played, they'd be a little crowded.
Yeah,
you, me, and
tight,
me,
yeah.
and Scott.
Yeah.
It would be a little crowded, but I think for, kids, I think this is perfect. I would highly recommend if people are going to get this, go with the riser, because that adds an extra foot of height. You're not bent over. You're not all sitting around on bar stools or something trying to play this game. But if people are interested in that game, and it looks really, really good in the demos that I've seen, then you might think about pre-ordering that. It's like I want to say it's $3.99.
$3.99, yeah. They're using the format of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles recent build that they did.
And the NBA game as well.
Oh, right,
NBA
right. Jam. Which is a lot more room for your hands. I have the one with Joust, it does have Joust on it, which is why I got it. But it also has Gauntlet, and it's just not enough for multiple people. It's just...
Yeah, plus you can only, I think, do three people and not four. And it's like, what? Mm-hmm.
I know, that's
How can
weird.
You play Gauntlet without four people?
It's really weird.
Right, who's going to play the wizard and need food badly?
Yeah. I mean, I literally bought that thing for Joust, and I'm happy that, Rampage is on there, and there's like three games on there. But I would, if I was ever going to be like the guy who got it for Gauntlet, I'd be disappointed because there's just no room. Mm-hmm. Also, they make you use the sticks funny. It's like a funky layout. One of the player one or player two buttons to fight with.
In the wrong spot. Yeah.
It's real left up. Well, that's cool. Get it while they're hot, I suppose. Those extender stands are nice because they're themed, and painted and decaled properly. Mm-hmm. But they're so expensive. Like
they're $100.
Yeah.
If you don't care about the theming, very easy to make a wooden box. Just ask Bill. He probably even has the scraps to send you.
Yeah, he's got the wood. He'll just build it for you. It'll be fine. All right. Well, this is all well and good. I'm sure there will be all sorts of coverage about Suicide Squad and its aftermath on majorspoilers.com.
Hold on. I got one thing I want to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
Because Tina got me some. I was saving it for this. So Tina got me some really cool stuff for my birthday. She got me a new bike seat that is softer for my big fat butt. She also got me some hiking socks for the trip to Ireland. And then lastly, she set me up with a subscription to this thing on fanhome.com. This is going to literally be the gift that keeps on giving every month, because it is a build your own Iron Man.
Oh, yes. I know this.
Yeah, MK whatever armor. Here's this is the helmet right here. So the first two pieces or the first two models arrived yesterday, and I got straight away to put him together.
Love it.
But this is the helmet. This is metal. Like, this is probably a good 10 ounces. It's got some weight to it. Even lights up.
And it's quarter size or half size? I can't remember.
Looks quarter, right? Probably quarter size. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe even smaller than that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is the company from Fan Home.
Yeah,
has been doing this. Every week, every month they're going to send you.
So I got the head and the right foot, and then I think next month I get one of the hands, and this is it's just so cool, and it's like little tiny pieces. It's kind of marries my love for Marvel and model building.
Yeah.
Not having to paint something is really nice.
And then you're going to end up with a really cool statue when you're done. I mean, it's going to look really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fully Fan Home. I was going to say Fan Home also has R2-D2 as well.
They have R2-D2. They have Naruto. They have
some Fast and the Furious stuff too.
Yeah. Right. One of the Fast and Furious cars. Really, really good quality already. I'm really liking what I received from this. So
yeah, 24 inches tall when it's finally done.
There we go.
So it's going to be really nice reproduction.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'll keep you guys posted as I put this thing together and put photos up online.
Oh, those are nice and big. I'm just looking at. So I've got these Star Wars figures back here that are 18
inches. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another, geez.
Says one half scale. That can't be right.
That can't be right.
I'm sorry. The helmet speaker is one half scale.
Oh, really? So the helmet, the Bluetooth speaker. So that's a separate thing that I get on month 16, I guess.
16. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
what a fun little business model.
Yeah, so 24. No, so this thing's going to be like that tall.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He'll be your new little buddy.
He will be my new little buddy.
I
need to set him up as an early warning device on the house.
I like it. Well, this has been great. As always, Steven, anything you'd like to say, mention, or do here at the end of your segment?
Speaking of Suicide Squad, we're actually going to be looking at one of the early John Ostrander Suicide Squad trades this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. So if you want to kind of get a feel for some of the stories and the way things were told back in the 80s, then you'll definitely want to check out this week's Major Spoilers podcast. Also, today is rather cool compared to this past weekend when it got really, really hot. Mm. So if you are outside running about, please make sure that you stay hydrated.
Great idea. Hey, I woke up this morning. It was like 66 degrees. I couldn't believe it. It's so weird.
Oh, nice.
It's freaking August.
That's like, that is my bike riding ideal temperature.
Well, I think it's heading your way. We had a flash flood yesterday downtown. People were walking around in like 2 feet of water. It was nuts.
Jeez.
It was nuts. We don't get that usually ever. What's going on, man? The weather's so weird right now. All right, let's move on. We do have a mashup. I know the chat's still hanging in there, some of them are hoping that we somehow come back, but so far,
I know
they're
hanging out hope or holding out hope.
I keep starting it and stopping it, and it's just never doing it. So I don't know. I'll keep doing that. But in the meantime, I'm going to play.
Thank you for the nice birthday gift, Twitch.
Yeah,
real
thanks,
nice.
Twitch. You guys are awesome. I am going to play this Monday morning mashup, though, and the podcast listeners will have to hear it. I will be putting the VOD up on Twitch because I know a lot of people watch it there, so I'll take the recorded video and post it on there as well. All right, I'm going to play this. So this is a Monday morning mashup called "Remember Where You Came From." Okay, so here it is.
Okay, all right. Okay,
don't know what it means. Here you go.
Is this actually live? Is this live? I can't believe this. Well, we're trying a test here.
Ah, honey, you got a cockroach in the souffle. Blah. Would you like me to wash your dick for you?
You know, your penis.
Claire Gack asked, how do you know if a cat is blind? And I responded, if it licks your butthole.
Oh, see, I wouldn't. I learned something then.
See?
Poland have sent. Wouldn't that be has or have?
Poland, yes, but it's British. It's BBC.
Oh, is that why?
Poland have sent 6 swimmers home.
Oh, that does sound better in your accent, actually. It's funny. Just, don't blow out a gasket or I don't know what I can't think of anything that
I'll
would
blow
change
out a
your.
Fart. I'll blow like a spray of taint butter all over the bike behind me.
That's how you get ahead.
It rubs the lotion on the nips or else it gets the chaff.
Polittle. Poland. Polittle. Poland initially picked 23 athletes. Man, what's wrong with me?
All right, on a roll here.
Can't talk worth shit.
Maybe do it in an English accent. We'll be fine.
Poland initially picked 23. I have to do it in Queens. I can't do it anything else.
Has to be the Queens English. He's been ejected.
Ejected. He's been ejaculated. We've ejaculated him from the show.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of works, right? It still works. I mean, what is the technical term? I don't want to look it up.
booted. Booted is the technical term.
Right, but if, like, what's in those Harry Potter novels, you always hear...
Yes, Ron ejaculated.
Yeah, but it usually just means he yelled or yelled.
Watch out, Hermione, Ron ejaculated.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey, let's talk about my butt.
I could really go for a cucumber.
God, why did those two get put right together?
The triumvirate of Brian's duties. He's got a third, fourth duty, but we're not going to talk about that one.
Nope, did that duty right after I got up this morning. A very successful...
Oh, good. A delivery. Productive. A successful delivery. Well done.
Duty.
If you have a better use for the word ejaculate, I'd love to hear it. So send it in. You know, Carter was all embarrassed in the chat, but I got bad news for her. She doesn't exist without a good ejaculation, if you don't
understand. Oh, good Lord.
All three of my kids don't exist. It's just true. I know it's weird. Tristan doesn't exist without, you know, no, a little bit true. Of the
I
old...
I just don't feel like I need to remind him. I don't need those visuals in my head of my parents, and I don't want to put those visuals in Tristan's head about his parents.
Oh, man. Completely forgot that conversation happened. Wow.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. Very embarrassing. All right. Well, that does it for the show, everybody. Means we'll be back tomorrow.
And the live viewers would argue that did it for the show about an hour ago.
Yeah, they had their show a long time ago. But if you're at home and you're listening to this thinking that, well, I had to do this because the video doesn't exist, it'll still go up on YouTube and on the VOD after we're done here. I just got to, you know, wait until the show's over and then I'll post it. So if you prefer video, it'll all be there in archive format for those who want it. For those who listen at home like a bunch of normals, you're fine. You got what you wanted. You got what you came for.
Nothing different. What's all this talk about something different? I didn't see it. Didn't happen.
That's probably what they're annoyed. They probably are annoyed that we keep talking about it. I don't know. Maybe they are. It's a part of our daily production, so it makes things hard. But, you know, for listeners, they don't care. They're like 99% of our consumers.
Yeah.
Yet, look what we do for these people that show up every day. We have to think of them. They're amazing humans. We try to get
them right
a good
in our face,
experience.
Sadly, yelling at us is why we think of them.
Well, there's pressure. All right. This is it for the show. I want to thank everybody for supporting us on Patreon. Tomorrow, we're going to list some more names of some folks who have joined recently, as well as some long-timers. So listen for that. That's right. Patreon.com/TMS for all the details. It's a brand new month and a chance for you to support your favorite morning podcast. So get it done. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, let's play a song and get out of here. What do you got?
Sure. Matt M. also goes by ScotusX in Discord. Says, hey, Bot and Scryan, it's my 40th birthday on Sunday, August 1st. That's yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
Yep. And I thought I'd make a song request. 7 Mary 3 is one of my guilty pleasure bands that I never hear of anyone else liking. And while I like their newer stuff, Upside Down is a great song, it seems to be lost to the ether on streaming sites, and their covers seem to be all concert bootlegs on archive.org. So, if there's nothing suitable for an end song, I know there's a great cover of The Times They Are Changing by one of my other favorite bands, Flogging Molly. You guys are a mainstay in my podcast feeds and always bring a smile to my face, along with Dunaway, Jury, Wendy, and everybody else. I can definitely see why people would be testing the ship's tender crisp bacon cheddar fish sandwiches with you.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I can definitely see why you like it.
It's a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
Hey, it's two Oregon fish sandwiches.
That's not bad.
Perfect. You got all four. All right. It's a clean sweep.
All right. I feel okay about that. Sure.
Why are we shoving hobos again? Signed, Matt. All right. So, yeah, I do have a cover of 7 Mary 3. This is by Blue Sky Tomorrows. Takes one of their songs, Cumbersome, down and puts it in a very stripped down acoustic style. It's really, really good. Here is Blue Sky Tomorrows with their cover of Cumbersome.
All right. Here's some more shit. She calls me Goliath and I wear a David mask. I guess the stones are coming too fast for her now. No, I I'd like to believe this nervousness will pass. And all the stones that are thrown are building up a wall. And I have become cumbersome to this world. I'd like to believe we can reconcile the past, resurrect those bridges with an ancient glance. My old stone face can't seem to break her down, but she remembers bridges and burns them to the ground. But I have become cumbersome to this world, and I have become cumbersome to my girl. Too heavy, too light, too black or too white, too wrong or too right, day and night. Too rich or too poor, she's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. The bitter taste is cumbersome.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.